Keen. On Friday at the same time, Booker-nominated author Abdulrazak Gurnah describes an emotional reunion with his elderly father. It was first broadcast in April last year and is a Lou Stein Associates production for BBC Radio 3. This is BBC Radio 3, now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
You're just a young girl and you should be stepping out. Time to worry about the little things you made. Your man at home left home and left you all alone. And now the world leaves you behind with the baby. Too much fun in town and the baby's got you down. You ran around, now your baby's in the ground. It's time to settle down. Your days of fun you sold away in just one night. You're 22, she already walks and talks. But you're so full of life, you know it isn't right. Too much fun in town and the baby's got you down. You ran around, now your baby's in the ground. On your mind, nobody knows, so nobody ever asks. Where is your little girl, the life you left behind? Too much fun in town, and the baby's got you down. You ran around, now your baby's in the ground. Too much fun.
That's quite a dark song. Virginian band The Hot Seats, known for their irreverent humour, and that's from their album Feel. Hello and welcome again to Late Junction. Fiona Talkington with you until half past midnight. This is an English duo who call themselves A Band of Berriers. James P. Honey, who's the singer and poet, and Jamie Remain, who's a classically trained cellist. And their album Filth is due out next week.
For those with an ear to the ground, the rumblings about have been audible. For first came the bidding war, eventually won in rumours, rare these days, mortifyingly large, and at the end of a raw knack for spotting rough diamonds, buffing them into glowing murder on borders in sealed Victorian letters. Word was that modern day in a basement fathered sensationalism. Halfway grief of thinking, thinking is the link between reporter worldwide. I'd seize the only member of a brood to follow and not look back on any, knowing nothing of farcical fantasies bringing existence. Frame design and tales of prurient salvation, filtering when you flush queasiness could be justified at its crucible celebration to conjure up problems to question tormentor. Strange for all that being, you'll ever only have storyless deliberately because average chop up love in a response of humdrum beauty. Reminded only as a mother applauded loud and lengthy. The feather of fame, a debate for starry grin. You want it to matter. Thank you. get wrong. Love's a game fought with white flags and daggers, blunted by the dust that dances on your windowsills just before you wake up. And come the dying of the sun, we bathe beneath faint copper halos and smoke of how some things twist undone. And oh my one. And oh,
Mueneras from Galicia, performed by Os Sempas, Mueneras of the Night. And they follow the Guatemalan singer Gaby Moreno, a song called No Regrets. And first of all, they're a duo called A Band of Barriers, and a couple of tracks from their new album Filth, which is out next week. So do look out for some of their launch concerts coming up. The Swedish composer Ralf Lundstein is a bit of a legend. Born in 1936, he's famous for his electronic music and his apparent eccentricity. He lives in a pink fairy tale castle where he houses his studio in the Andromeda galaxy. And this is a piece he called Horoscope. We'll be right back. A new and very excellent CD from the quartet Dans les Arbres. That's Christian Vallemere, Xavier Charles Ingersach and Ivar Grudelin. And the CD's called Canopé, and that track was Les Terres. Part of the Estonian composer Urmas Sisak's Starry Sky cycle just before that, played by Lauri Weinmar. And first of all, the legendary Swedish composer Ralf Lundstein and a piece he called Horoscope. 16th century Rome next tonight, and a setting of the words Assumpta Est Maria by Palestrina, a celebration of the Virgin Mary being taken up into heaven. Harry Christopher's here conducting the 16. Well, that was the sound of Clark, which is the recording name of Chris Clark, and Skyward Brews and Descent from his album out a couple of months ago called Iridelphic. And that followed Palestrina's setting of Assumpta Est Maria, sung there by the 16, directed by Harry Christophers. Terry of Ripdahl fans will already have fallen happily upon the new 3-CD set of Ripdahl's 1975 Odyssey, appearing on CD for the first time. And how great it is that this music is going to reach a whole new audience. I could so easily play you every single track, but tonight I've chosen Adagio. Brynjolf Blix on organ, Torbjörn Sunde plays trombone, and Terry of Ripdahl, of course, on guitar. Tarja Rypdal's Adagio, originally from 1975 and taken from the new 3-CD set Odyssey. Brynjolf Blix on organ and Torbjörn Sunde on trombone. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And if you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And you can find me on Twitter. Great UK ambassador for Bhangra, Dalvinder Singh, whose song Yada Vyar features on the Rough Guide to Bhangra album. I have to thank Sid Smith for this next track and for the continuous stream of inspiration which hails from him in Whitley Bay. This song is from a Portuguese band called Ciclorama, another rather dark set of lyrics.
Que hoje embalo docemente tão cansado, o teu corpo que hoje afago. Thank you.
old man took one final sip and lay a drinker's dream. From dusty vaults to autumn sun and ripe and rolling green. The spangled bronze and coral red all crown a pungent scale. His harvest bleeds from noble trees and a thousand ripples fly.
Seth Lakeman, and he's at the Cambridge Folk Festival this coming weekend. A song there called Apple of His Eye, following the Diálogo from Ligeti's cello sonata, and Portuguese band Ciclorama with a dark song called Terra. Chris Cutler and Steve McLean recorded their album The Year of the Dragon on the rocky coast of Maine, later adding haunting vocals by Julie Thompson. This is a track called Small is Large.
Oh.
Voile, or Sails. That's from Debussy's first book of preludes, played there by Alexei Lubimov. The Tuvan singer Anatoly Kula just before, and first of all there, the voice of Julie Thompson with Chris Cutler and Steve McLean. And Small is Large from an album called The Year of the Dragon. The Princes of Serendip wrote to me from Woodstock, New York. Dear Fiona, we hope you like our new album, An Evening with the Serendip Orchestra. Thank you, Princes, I do. And I'd like to end Late Junction tonight with a track from it called Ice. And I'll be back tomorrow night, but at the slightly later time of 11:45, that's after the live Late Night Prom. And don't forget, you can always catch up on the BBC iPlayer if you miss anything. That's via the Radio 3 website. So here are the Princes of Serendip. Good night.
Branches are bare, as newly unburdened, they're swayed by the wind, and they bend and sing along. If there's a plaintive sound, it's because of a feeling that something could be done. If only we knew how to light the green fuse, we'd be harvesting the storm. Moment it takes to attain its free fall lives out a whole lifetime in flight and is happy to melt into the ground. If there are showers of stars, everyone in the choir has the impulse that we gave. Each one's on its own, its decisions are hard, and it welcomes the unknown. Sweat freeze to ice on its skin. Isn't it ice that flows in a torrent that tumbles a hand's breadth every year? Music of boulders engulfed in the swirl would need centuries to hear. And when it grows on trees, it roots away from the sun and towards the dark earth. What gives it spark is the dream of deep caverns and silence far below.
Time now for Music Through the Night here on Radio 3. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome. An orchestral concert gets us underway featuring the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. First, with pianist Lars Vogt, they're performing Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto. And then later we'll hear them in the first of Carl Nielsen's symphonies and one of Sibelius's Lemminkainen Legends. In between, I've two works giving us a contrast of texture and style, a suite by Daniel Lesueur for flute, harp and string trio, and Mozart's Haffner Symphony. Beethoven himself played the solo part in the premiere of his Third Piano Concerto. He played from memory because there wasn't time to write out his part in full. The first movement cadenzas his own.